Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Director of Crossroads of Pella, Jim Hibma, joins us on today's program to discuss their ongoing and upcoming holiday programming. Well, Jim, very busy season right now for Crossroads of Pella as we enter the holidays. It's hard to believe we're at this time of year already, and Crossroads has all sorts of programs available for families that want to have a great Christmas and beyond. What are some of the programs that are coming back to Crossroads to help families, whether it's staying warm or to have toys under the Christmas tree?
November 1st starts our Adopt-A-Family program, so we're encouraging people who maybe are struggling this year or do not think the Christmas will be very good for them to come and sign up. And then we have people coming in, looking through the book, selecting families. So that process started, and I think we got 12 families so far, and many of those are already taken. So that process is continuing. They have until about December 7th to get all this wrapped up and have the presents come in here, and then we have people come in and pick them up. So that's ongoing right now. This is building toward the toy shelf, where we'll be having those families that participate, 14 and under kids being shopped for by their parents in order to get them toys as well. Then, of course, through this whole period, we have the SHIP program, which is a senior health insurance information program. And again, we're helping 400 some people, but we're saving hundreds of thousands of dollars for them because we're switching insurance programs. And some are paying tremendous fees. And when they switch an insurance program, it's a tremendous savings. So we encourage everybody who's on Medicare Part D to think about their prescription drug policy and see if they might benefit a counselor here.
Well, and as we mentioned, this busy time of the year is also aimed, as winter comes and colder weather comes, to keep people warm. You recently got a big boost to your annual coat drive. Tell us a little bit about that and then what people can do over the next month to keep people warm when it really gets cold in December and beyond.
Right. Well, that's a kind of a relatively new program, but for the last several years, the Rotary Club has given us 60, 80, 90 coats to give away. So they have their own access for new coats. They're able to purchase those at a relatively cheap price, and we can give them away. After this initial Christmas program, we have a used coat drive, which goes on through January. And our kickoff for that will be the basketball game on December 5th at Pella High. So people can bring coats to the game. We collect them, we bring them back here, we sort them, or people can bring their coats up here. But again, we're giving away 300 to 400 coats.
Recently, many people in the mail got a note about a special anniversary for Crossroads. As you continue to try and help people throughout our community, what are you really seeking from our community?
This year is our 35th year, and also the 25th year of the Klompen Classic, so just to throw that in. But our 35th year, Crossroads has benefited and been blessed by tremendous support from the community. And the issue is that maybe we don't get tremendous gifts, but we get a lot of gifts from a lot of people, and that kind of helps us meet our budget every year. So that fundraising effort has just started.
And let people know a little bit about Crossroads, kind of the overarching programs you have going on all year long as to why they can really do a lot of good with a donation of $10, $20, more dollars and beyond.
Our mission is that Crossroads of Pella is community supported and a first call source of help and encouragement for area residents. So that gives us a wide kind of berth to see a need and then to fill it. And that's all part of what Crossroads has done. So we've continued to help develop programs, and we try to help wherever the community needs are in order to be useful to other people.
So overarching, what are the programs you have going on all year that people can sign up for that help that wide range of people? I know you have a lot to get to there.
So one of the things that comes to mind, of course, is that the After School Kids Club is really a relatively inexpensive way to care for your child after school. If you get off work, it's 5 or 6, rather than having that child go home, just keep him at school for a couple hours. And we have programs, activities, snacks, help with homework kind of things. And then it's all day during the summer as well. So that's one. Another one is we've just wrapped up the first kind of term of the fall for the English Language Learners program. And it's always amazing to see who has surfaced through that program. So we'll start again in the spring for another 10-week session. And we're just trying to help acclimate people who come to Pella for businesses or for other reasons to kind of learn about America and Pella and the English language.
And if people want to find more details and have more information, what is the best way for them to donate, best way for them to get help through your various counseling programs, or all the above? What's the best way for them to be a part of the holiday season, etc.?
Well, of course, the other thing I was going to say is that we also have started our fundraising season. So this is November 1st, kicks that off. And we're trying to add text giving. So soon on the webpage, you can text give if you want to do that, or pay through PayPal, or even write us a check. So there are different kinds of things to participate in there. But basically, if you need to have counseling, call up, make an appointment. You can call 628-1212.
To discuss their ongoing and upcoming holiday programming. Once again, that was Director of Crossroads of Pella, Jim Hibma. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.